And I'd like to say my colleagues are, our co-authors are Glenn Mays from the Arkansas College of Public Health, Paul Halverson, the director of the Department of Health, and Andy Ridgway, also of the Department of Health. It just, you, okay, press early and move on. Okay. I don't know if people in this room are really familiar with public health performance standards or not, so I'm going to give you a little bit of background before I go into our results comparing rural, micropolitan, and metropolitan areas. In 1988, the Centers for Disease Control started an initiative to set optimal standards, or to identify optimal standards by which public health systems and public health departments, both at the state and local level, could assess their performance. The goals of the initiative were to provide performance standards for public health systems, encourage partnerships to build a strong foundation for public health preparedness, promote continuous quality improvement of public health systems, and to strengthen the science base for public health practice. Whoops, too far, but it does go back. Without belaboring this, the local public health assessment instrument, which I'm reporting on today, was piloted in 5 states, and Arkansas, the dark blue areas, was one of 9 states that has used the instrument significantly, and then other states have had moderate use and limited use, which means they didn't go through all of the substandards or components of the standards that are included in the assessment instrument. The methodology from CDC talked about having representation from the broad-based public health system to be part of the evaluation, and so you can see that it includes public, private, community, faith-based, and a number of other organizations that impact the health of a community. I'm not going to go to all of the bullets on this slide, but I'm going to talk about the fact that number 4th bullet there, we invited 5,603 local representatives from the broad-based public health system to participate. Meetings were conducted in January, February, and March of 2006. The process typically involved two full days of effort at each local health unit or county. Overall, 1,900. Actually, I think that's a misprint. I think it's 1,931 compared their local public health system against the standards. That was actually an average of about 26.5 or 6 per county, and the participation rate was about 38%. The data was sent to the CDC for scoring. Now, this audience, I don't have to show the 10 public essential public health services, but if you don't know what they are, they're on this slide. And the standards basically are designed to measure system performance across or within each of the public health performance standards. Come on. Okay. I guess while I'm waiting for this, there we go. The instrument does have 31 components across the 10 standards, and if I summed it up, about 680 questions involved in the assessment. Okay, our local results. This shows our 75 responses from Arkansas in the maroon bar compared to a national sample of 15 other states that had data at the time. What I will point out is, first of all, if you look at the maroon bars and look at the met, substantially met, partially met, and not met criteria on the right-hand side, you can see that Arkansas substantially met nine of the 10 performance standards. We partially met one, EPHS-9. And you will also see that the maroon bars are consistently higher than the performance in the comparison group. So at first look, we thought, gee, we're doing pretty good. We're happy about this. But we also know that averages hide internal variation. And so that's sort of why we're doing this study. And this slide just shows each of the 10 standards. It shows the county-by-county variation. The dark green is the standard was met. The light green substantially met. Pink is partially met. And red is not met. So green is good. Red is not so good. And you can see that within Public Health Performance Standard 1, there was considerable variation. So even though, well, I'll talk about that in seconds. EPHS 2, there really wasn't very much variation. And then the other thing that we know, and you're going to see these, some of these slides again. For instance, here's EPHS 1. What you see here in the upper left corner was from the previous slide. Overall, we were in the substantially met category, but only 56% of the counties actually met or substantially met this standard. So there's room for improvement because of the variation within counties. In addition, we can see that relatively high performance on component 1.3, maintenance of population health registries, is masking actually mediocre, that's a nice spin, performance, where only 26.7% of the counties met or substantially met access to and utilization of current technology. So the other lesson learned here is that you really need to do the entire assessment process because of the variation and the extra information contained in doing or identifying your performance for each of the components of the standards. So here we see a lot of internal variation. When I get there, and if I'll just talk over it, the next three slides or so are showing just some examples. Here's one. Essential Public Health Service 2 was our area of best performance. Very little variation across the standards. Here's four where we see that 57.3% of the counties overall met or substantially met the standard. And if you look at the components, 57.3 and 57.3, actually at an aggregate level, we don't see variation in the components, but at the county level or the local level, we're actually still seeing variation because you can see down here at the bottom right-hand corner, Rico County partially met component 4.1, but actually met component 4.2. So we're trying to explain this variation. Okay. What's there? Or there?
Just tell us about it.
Okay. Can I bring? Voila. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. That's 8. Let's go on to just another example where you see really good performance on one component of the standard, very mediocre performance on the next component of the standard. Okay, where we're going with all of this is the next slide, which we've gotten here. What you see in the upper left-hand corner is what we've been talking about. One of our dependent variables was the aggregate performance on each essential public health service. But in addition to that, we also looked at the number of standards met, therefore the colors changed. In this particular case, the dark blue is 9 or more of the 10 standards were met or substantially met. The light blue is 7 or 8, etc. And based on that, you can see roughly about 20% of the counties met the standard. Okay. In the bottom left, if you 37.3% of the counties met or substantially met all 9 or 10. If you count the light blue and the dark blue, it's about 60%. If you look at the components of the standards, bottom right, 18.7% of the counties met or substantially met 27 to 31 of the components. So those were our dependent variables. Now, the next thing we wanted to do, and in our efforts to explain county level performance, we did a number of models that we had our local data, we had NACHO data, we had the performance data, we merged it all together, and frankly, we didn't get very much explanatory power. So we thought, well, you know, we looked at region, we looked at a number of other things, but we thought, well, maybe the categorization of metropolitan, micropolitan, or rural. Here, rural's in yellow. The micropolitan counties, and I'm not going to go through the technical definition, but they have one large city, but population less than, somebody help me, I think 50,000, are the blue. And then our metropolitan areas are in the pastel colors, and you can see that Fort Smith goes over into Oklahoma, the Memphis goes over into Tennessee and Mississippi, the Texarkana goes over into Texas. So, but we use those definitions, and guess what? This shows basically these were some of our dependent variables. Population, most of these, all of these behaved as expected. In metropolitan areas, Arkansas is a small state, so the population was only 77,798 in the metropolitan areas and decreased in the micropolitan and then even more into the rural areas. You see the same thing in FTE, health department employees, the local health unit budget, et cetera, the number of clients served. Two things to note here. One is, do note that the local health unit FTE per 10,000 population actually increases. Now, we knew this, but it does help explain some of the results that I'm going to show. And also, if you look at the participation rate across the three geographic classifications, you can see that we actually had better participation in the micropolitan and rural areas in terms of people who showed up, of those who were invited, and we believe that also helps explain some of the results that we're going to see. The next slide, when I get to it, actually just shows the performance, average performance scores for each essential public health service. Bottom line here is there's a lot of variation, but what will stand out is that the metropolitan, micropolitan, and rural tend to do better than their metropolitan counterparts. And for EPHS, 3, for example, 70.26, 79.61, 82.17. So the rural and micropolitan areas had greater performance than the metropolitan, and that was counterintuitive to some of my colleagues in the health department. Oh, at the bottom, and I've clicked, but I do notice that the bottom two categories, the number of standards met and the number of components met, also went up as we moved from metropolitan down to rural. So we use those in some of our multivariate specifications. Now, first of all, with 75 observations, it can't get real elegant on multivariate specification. We did try multiple regression. We tried stepwise regression. We have logistic regression. We have and we have a number of variables that we tried in the equation, univariate, bivariate, multivariate, etc. You can see these. A lot of them came from the NATO data set. So what are our results? Well, here is a sample regression. You can see the F of the statistic of the equation is not significant. You can see the T statistics for the variables are not significant. Essentially, that's what we found. But here's a stepwise for EPHS-3, for instance, where the urban variable, this, and we tried different specifications. This is urban or metropolitan versus micropolitan and rural, was significant and had the sign that we expected it to have. So There are some limitations to the study identified by CDC and others. Certainly some of the groups or constituencies from the broad-based public health system were not at the table. It was a lengthy process, and it was really hard to keep the focus and interest of people for two full days. The score that got reported to CDC was the majority score, and obviously the majority doesn't represent everybody's opinion. So, and one of my colleagues, who's actually done some analysis of the database, said this is a noisy instrument. Well, actually, we did some factor analysis to find out how noisy it was. Actually, the factor analysis, the data load where they're supposed to load. So I was pretty happy about that. So what were our conclusions? Well, the local results from Arkansas did exceed the national sample. Aggregate performance does hide, or aggregate scores do hide considerable local variation. And because of the variation between the components and the overall whoops, average, the it is important to do the whole process. Contrary to some exceptions, we didn't see large urban-rural disparities in performance. And this is important because a lot of anecdotal information that's out there suggests that the local health departments or the rural health departments are less likely to want to participate in this process because they feel like the results will be used against them. Well, I actually think that it actually is the other way. It's strengthened their, for at least our results, it certainly strengthens their requests for specific kinds of things. Bivariate analysis, the rural counties did have better performance than their urban counterparts. I could give you examples of about 18 specifications where on bivariate analysis the chi-squared statistic was significant, p-value less than 0.05. Multivariate, very little is significant, but when the variable that did enter was the urban variable, and occasionally, if we took the urban variable out, we could get the percent African American to be a significant variable. I would also say that we're looking at some stakeholder analysis, and for certain constituencies, it really does matter who's at the table. Now, what do we think is happening here? Well, we do believe that more public health employees per population in the rural areas might be partially responsible for the higher performance, but it didn't enter the multivariate specification. Our county administrators believe that rural areas are used to doing more with less, therefore the members of the broad-based public health system are already working together and they know what each other are doing, therefore they had a better understanding of how the broad-based system contributes to the public's health. And then the overall limitations of the study certainly confound the power of what we were trying to do. Are there any other? I'm actually done. Are there questions?